This is Paul Corsetti, host of the Backup to Basics podcast and senior site editor of TechTarget's Search Data Backup and Search Disaster Recovery sites. Joining me today to discuss data protection is Simon Taylor, CEO of Haiku. Thank you for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Haiku started out as protection for Nutanix, but recently added the backup for Google Cloud Platform. Why did you make that addition to your portfolio, and was it in the plan all along to go beyond the Nutanix protection?
You know, I think when you think about Haiku, we're really a 25-year-old business that's been very, very laser-focused on looking at the evolution of data protection. And we spent the last sort of 5 years evolving ourselves from a services organization to a pure-play software company focused on backup and recovery. And one of the things that we felt very strongly about was the proliferation of data and the fact that, you know, when it comes to cloud, I think initially people always had this view that there was somehow going to be this mass migration from on-premise to public cloud. And what we actually ended up seeing was something a little bit different than that. We saw that instead of people using one cloud or two clouds, a little bit on-premise, a little bit in another public cloud, people were moving data all over the place. You know, our research indicates that on average, the average company has between 5 and 6 clouds available to them at any one time. So I think when you're thinking about protecting data, backing up recovery data, you want to make sure that you can cover as much of that market space as possible. And for our perspective, you know, Nutanix has been really leading the way in terms of becoming the operating system of the data center and supporting the on-premise migration. And we see Google Cloud Platform as a really emerging vendor when it comes to being a hot public cloud in the same vein.
Why do you see Google Cloud Platform as being particularly hot, say, versus some of the other options out there?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think for us, you know, when we're looking for new areas of the market to go after, we start with this premise of multi-cloud, and we say, you know, people really do have data in all sorts of different areas. But then when we think about how we can best support the marketplace, we look at our two core areas of expertise. One is monitoring, and one is certainly backup and recovery. And when we think about, you know, which clouds we could provide the most value to, it's going to be a cloud that's growing extremely fast, but also doesn't necessarily have the strength of ecosystem that something like an Amazon or an Azure has right out of the gate. So for us, there was this brilliant white space where we could really enter the market and add an amazing amount of value. And while there are other vendors who sort of go out there and say, yeah, we can absolutely back up and recover to any cloud, you know, our viewpoint is that in order to effectively support a customer, your product needs to look and feel like the service it's protecting. It needs to be purpose-built for a specific cloud. That's why we built a purpose-built backup and recovery service and product for Nutanix, and then we built a purpose-built backup and recovery service for Google Cloud Platform. It's a wonderful and exciting white space, and of course, it's now run by Diane Greene, and I think that Google's overall emphasis on the enterprise, the kind of talent they're recruiting, and the underlying product that they're providing to customers is going to really be a game changer for the industry.
Now, Haiku stands for hyperconverged uptime. Is that correct?
It is. You know, it's an interesting story, actually. So, you know, we started out as a company called Comtrade. And initially, Comtrade was a couple of guys who had left HP 25 years ago and started a business that was focused on building data protection software for third parties. So they hired hundreds and hundreds of engineers, and they started working with large blue chip vendors to build backup recovery products for other blue chip vendors as a service. Well, when I started at the company about 10 years ago, I looked at this and I said, you know, this is crazy. We've got, you know, hundreds of engineers who are incredibly adept at backup recovery, have 25 years of experience on average, and yet nobody knows who we are. You know, we need to break out of this. We need to evolve and migrate up the value chain and start building our own products. And I sort of made it my mission in the last decade to really evolve the company from being a services provider to being providers of pure play software. And that's exactly what we did. You know, we started out with a suite of monitoring tools for Citrix. We exited that business to Citrix in 2016. Then we built a purpose-built backup and recovery product for Nutanix. We launched that in June of 2017, and in a little bit over a year, with that one product, we're in 35 countries and have well over 1,000 customers. So it's been a terrific ride for us, kind of evolving the company from services to software, and always with this wonderful focus on data protection and monitoring.
Okay. So is there any sort of rebranding that's needed if you continue to add backup in different areas that don't necessarily have to deal with hyperconverged infrastructure?
Yeah, so it's a great question. You know, I think we've done the major rebranding that we're doing. And when we think about Haiku, you know, we move hyperconverged uptime is a nice acronym, and it's something that we found useful given the fact that we talk about hybrid cloud, given the fact that we talk about hyperconverged. You know, the HY can stand for a lot of different things. But I think the concept of haiku is really what we're all about. When you think about a Japanese poem, a Japanese haiku poem, you know, really what they're doing there is they're taking a lot of data and they're shrinking it down into one elegant, usable and scalable package. And when we think about today's data center and the need to manage enormous amounts of data with elegance and simplicity, I think that's what Haiku is really all about. That's truly our mission to the marketplace. And I think that the Haiku name really stands for that.
All right. Now, getting back to the actual hyperconverged protection, how closely do you work with Nutanix?
I would say incredibly closely. You know, I think they have been an absolutely wonderful partner to us. As you might know, we're actually one of just a handful of what they call strategic technology alliance partners. I think there's about seven of them out of the hundreds and hundreds of partners that now support the Nutanix ecosystem. We consider ourselves to be really students of Nutanix design. I think Nutanix understood fundamentally not only the need for kind of a multi-cloud operating system for the data center, they also understood the need to create consumerized software, software that looks and feels so elegant and so simple that really anybody could use it. And I think that's what they did with Nutanix Prism. And when we began building the dashboards and the UI for Haiku, we really took that to heart. And we built a dashboard and a UI and really a way of thinking about data protection that is elegant, that is simple, that is incredibly focused on the application. And I think Nutanix really appreciates that. In fact, you know, they put out a lot of press about us. They're very supportive of us on social media. And you'll often see us exhibiting together at shows and doing a lot of collaborative marketing together. But I think at a much deeper level, you know, the two companies work very closely together in terms of discussing what data needs to be protected, what we should be focusing on as a company. And they have a huge impact on our roadmap for the Nutanix purpose-built backup recovery product that we sell. We want to make sure that we are incredibly aligned with their products, incredibly aligned with the needs of their customers, and incredibly aligned with their direction for the future. And I think you see that in the products that we sell and in the customer delight that we're seeing with the customers that are using Haiku as a product.
Where do you think we are in the overall story of hyperconverged data protection now?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about the classic bell curve, I would say that we're probably 3 or 4 years into a 10-year cycle. I think that we're quickly moving from a space in which hyperconverged was unknown and was sort of this niche play to something that is becoming an integrated part of the data center. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. One, you know, a hyperconverged platform is truly a platform. It's not a server. It's not a piece of hardware. It's not something you put in there for secondary storage. You know, this is a platform that when done correctly, the way that Nutanix does it, is really helping you to manage your data, whether it be on a private cloud, whether it be in a public cloud, and everything in between. So I think when they say that they are the operating system for the data center, they mean it. And I think that they're doing an enormous amount of work to make sure that their customer base can effectively manage their data, can effectively store their data, can really get the most out of that hyperconverged experience. And I think from a backup and recovery perspective, it behooves us to make sure we can keep up. You know, and I think a lot of companies who are in the data protection space have struggled with this, frankly. You know, they've had legacy products that were built for earlier sort of cycles in sort of the data center's evolution, and they've had to kind of cloud wash and try to evolve those products. But they've got large install bases, and that, of course, creates complexity and difficulty. One of the real benefits of us being purpose-built for Nutanix is that, you know, we were able to become students of Nutanix design and then really leverage those learnings to build a backup recovery product that really is natively built into Nutanix. In fact, it's a virtual appliance that you can deploy in about 3 minutes. We've had customers, within 12 minutes go from their first deploy all the way to backing up and actually restoring data. So I really give Nutanix a lot of credit for that. You know, if it wasn't for them building a platform that is truly delighting customers around the world, and that really is just getting massive customer adoption across the world, you know, we would never have had the kind of success that we've had.
Do you see more vendors attempting to do what you're doing, and that's provide hyperconverged specific protection?
Well, you know, I think it's great that you say that. I see Haiku as really a multi-cloud or purpose-built backup and recovery for multi-cloud environments. I don't see it as specifically hyperconverged. What I do see is that, you know, there is a massive shift in the marketplace going on. I think that's clear. You know, and I think that, you know, as people start to move away from, legacy three-tier architecture and on-premise systems, you're going to see people migrate off of VMware. You're going to see people migrating to companies like Nutanix that really do offer that full platform package. And you're also likewise going to see about 50% of that data end up in public clouds. So, you know, true data protection for this new multi-cloud universe that we're in is going to require that companies change their approach. So in the past, you know this, you know, backup recovery was always really a point solution. You know, Veritas comes out for Unix. Commvault was really designed for Windows. I mean, all of these sort of large platform play backup recovery players, you know, were built for a period of time and for a specific kind of environment and then adapted for everything else. I think cloud is a totally different game. You know, what we've really learned from our experience is that you've got to build purpose-built backup recovery services for each individual cloud. We did that with Nutanix. We did that with Google Cloud Platform. And I think you could certainly expect to see more down the pike from us in terms of other clouds as well.
So what do you think are some of the biggest challenges in your market today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that. I think it's if you're, I think there's a little bit of an identity crisis going on in our industry. So when you think about, you know, backup and recovery, you've got sort of the legacy vendors who are doing a lot of cloud washing to try and work with cloud. But then you've got some really new kind of exciting hyper-converged, quote-unquote, backup recovery vendors. But many of them are selling an entire platform. And that's a challenge, right? So if you get into the hyper-converged space and you invest in Nutanix as a platform, it is not a server. It's not just a piece of storage. You know, you've literally bought it so that you can cut down on silos and you can use Nutanix as this sort of one Uber platform for your entire data center. Well, if you go to buy backup and recovery and you've got to buy another silo, you've got to buy another platform, you've got to buy an entire another hyperconverged implementation. And by the way, it's going to cost you the same as the platform you bought for production. I think it's a problem. You know, so I think software only is going to be key. I think lightweight is going to be key. I think leveraging your hyperconverged platform to the full extent possible is incredibly important. And I think making sure that the services, that the backup recovery services that are offered look and feel like the production services they're backing up are all major elements that we're seeing in the market that are really requirements for companies who want to sort of get ahead and really offer multi-cloud backup recovery.
Now, when you talk to customers, what are they really needing at this time? You may have already touched on it already, but just what are some other current trends in the market that you're seeing?
Yeah, I feel like if customers are throwing their hands up in the air about one thing, it's just keep it simple. Keep it simple. I don't want any more complexity. You know, I think the days of us having a UI that looks like the cockpit of a plane are over when it comes to backup and recovery. People want intelligence baked into their product. You know, they want to come to work and they want to see a dashboard that is what they have to show their boss and then another dashboard that's going to show them what's going to help them with their day. I think that they want the setup to be really simple. You know, I liken the data protection industry and where it's going to a 1980s stereo system. So I don't know if you guys had a stereo or your parents had a stereo in the 80s, but if you can remember those big sort of graphic equalizers, there were sort of 100 knobs going all the way across. There was always some kid who'd come over to your house and put them all down to the bottom, and your dad would yell at you for, you know, screwing up his hard-to-configure graphic equalizer and stereo system. Well, today we get into a car, we put on some music, and, you know, it's Bose-enabled, and it just works. It just sounds right. because the intelligence is baked in. It doesn't mean those configurations aren't happening. It doesn't mean that the simplicity that we're seeing on the UI translates into some level of lack of sophistication on the back end. It simply means we're baking the intelligence inside. And I think that's the way our data protection products ought to operate. You ought to be able to deploy them in a couple of minutes. They ought to be very lightweight. And the software ought to be intelligent enough to allow you to enter your SLOs, enter your personal objectives, and have the product do the configuration for you. And I think if there's one real challenge in this industry, it's this striving for simplicity. You know, we've got to stop striving for complexity. We've got to stop working towards having the most knobs and the most buttons and start really working towards a simpler world, a life in which, you know, customers are getting the value that they need in a much shorter time.
So making your products simpler, is that something you'll be focusing on, or do you think that you're already there in terms of the simplicity that you want, that you think customers need?
You know, I think it's a great question. I think, you know, we are really blessed because our engineering bench has been around for decades. And our engineering team have really worked on so many wonderful blue chip backup and recovery products over the last 25 years. They've literally seen this entire evolution. And when we started to build the world's first purpose-built backup recovery product for Nutanix, we sat these engineers down and we really talked to them about what they would like to see done differently this time around. And all of them said, fewer knobs, fewer buttons, right? Let's put all of that work, that configuration behind the curtain. And that's exactly what we did. When you use our product, and in fact, we've had partners videotape themselves and put it online, where you can see they deploy this as a virtual appliance in a couple of minutes, they enter their SLOs, and the system does the rest. And I think there's almost a lack of belief when people first see the deployment wizard, the configuration panels, because it literally is that easy. And it should be. I mean, who says that something that's smart has to be complicated? I think the real sort of intelligence baked into our product is how easy we make it for customers, how simple we've made it. And I think the customers are really seeing the value, and I think that's reflected in their reaction to the product and also its fast market adoption.
So just as we head towards closing here, you've mentioned earlier the work in Comtrade, and just wondering how it's been operating, I would say, independently, and how is it different now?
Sure. Yeah, it's been really wonderful. I think we were always thrilled to have Comtrade as we were effectively a company within a company for a long time, operating as sort of a semi-autonomous department within sort of a larger business. I think the biggest challenge with that was really in terms of name recognition, branding, and really helping customers to understand how powerful our engineering team was at building first-rate backup and recovery software. I think the clarity that, you know, splitting off and becoming a separate company has brought has been really indescribable. You know, now that we're known as Haiku, I think it makes it a lot easier for customers. I think it's a brand name that people have gravitated towards. They've accepted it in the market. And I think some of the accolades that we've won and some of the sort of ways that customers have experienced our product around the world have really helped that name to take root fast. And, you know, I would also give some credit to Nutanix for this, too. I think the fact that we are the world's first and only purpose-built backup and recovery product for Nutanix, and Nutanix has done so well in the marketplace, that's certainly helped our customer adoption and helped us to grow extremely fast as well. But I think having the Haiku name, having a name that people care about and people like, has really resonated in the marketplace. And I think it's enabled us to grow a much larger team of really diehard kind of, you know, Haiku advocates across the world. So it's been really, really great for us. It's been terrific to be a separate company, and we're just enjoying every minute of it.
All right. Well, finally, is there anything else that you wanted to mention about data protection or your company that we hadn't touched on?
Yeah, sure. I would just say that, you know, we've been out to market with our backup and recovery product for Google for just under a month. And I would say that the adoption rate has been, you know, off the charts. We're seeing so much interest in the product, so many customers, you know, trying it right off the bat. I think one thing we're realizing is that the SaaS business or BaaS business, backup as a service business, is really here to stay. I think that people have embraced the concept of SaaS so much because they are using cloud infrastructure as a service when it comes to cloud. And I think that, you know, backup and recovery and the whole data protection space really needs to follow suit. The days of sort of hardware-defined backup and recovery products are over, and I think software only is here to stay. And, you know, really the name of the game here is purpose-built. Being able to offer a purpose-built backup and recovery service for each and every cloud out there is how you address the multi-cloud universe. We're thrilled to be a part of that story, and I think you'll see a lot more innovation from us coming up very soon.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you taking the time to talk about Haiku and data protection.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the time as well.